Let's go back to the Dáil now, where the Oireachtas COVID Committee has been meeting representatives from the Department of Education, and civil servants were asked that key question, the readiness for schools to reopen fully in September. Maggie Doyle of our political staff reports.
In his opening statement, the Secretary General at the department, Sean O'Fowlew, said the aim was to reopen schools as fully, normally and safely as possible at the start of the new school year, and that guidance will be issued to schools by the end of this month.
Chair, we're aiming to have guidance issued by the end of July at the latest. We recognise that schools need time to prepare. We have the initial health guidance, and that health guidance was given to us in late June. So effectively that health guidance was looking at what was happening in Ireland, say, towards the middle of June, but also internationally in other countries, and the impact of some school reopenings, particularly in May, because it would take 2 or 3 weeks to see the impact. So the health authorities will have a better idea about the impact of school openings across other countries in the whole of June by the time we have further engagement with them.
Mr. O'Fowlew told committee members there is engagement with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and it was the cost of reopening schools that was queried by Sinn Féin TD Mairead Farrell, who wanted to know if the cost of the extra hygiene systems that will have to be put in place will be covered.
Can the department guarantee that there will be no additional costs will be passed on to parents, and that schools will get adequate funding?
We're very conscious of not putting an additional financial burden on schools for these costs, and there will be additional funding available to cover the hygiene costs. Now that could be for the sanitizer. It could be for some PPE, although we would hopefully see that PPE is limited enough in its use, but it'll also be for cleaning services. So the intention is not that out of existing funding that schools will do that. We're also seeking to put in place tendering and drawdown contract arrangements to enable any equipment and so on to be more easily available to schools, so that they don't have to do it for themselves for the autumn reopening.
Fine Gael TD Fergus O'Dowd wanted to know if the department knew how many additional staff would be required for a full reopening of schools. Mr. O'Fowlew said the department is working through those issues and that they recognise there would be a need for extra staff. Deputy O'Dowd asked for numbers.
In a different way, are you talking about hundreds? You're probably talking about hundreds of new staff.
There would be. I don't want to put a number on it, Deputy, but they're across the sector in terms of the different needs and including cleaning and so on. There will be a need for significant extra additional staffing to cover.
Deputy O'Dowd also queried about extra staff for school transport. Mr. O'Fowlew said the department is in discussions with Bus Éireann. Fine Gael TD Colin Burke asked how many schools had difficulties with space. Assistant Secretary at the Department of Education Hubert Loftus said they had detail engagement and that it was only a small fraction of schools who had particular accommodation issues.
And we're working very closely with those. So we're very confident that we'll have solutions in place. But in terms of the particular challenges with accommodation specifically, this is very much, the most acute cases are no more than a dozen or so.
Responding to a question from Fianna Fáil TD Cormac Devlin about space in schools and how they will maximise accommodation with social distancing protocols in place, Mr. Loftus said the guidance to be issued at the end of the month will include advice on how to do that.
Yes, Deputy. Yeah, no, in terms of the guidance that we'll be providing to the school system before the end of July, we'll be making clear how space is managed and how that's done. And to help the school system, we intend to have illustrative classroom layouts provided for schools, which will help them plan space, organise space.
The General Secretary from the department, Mr. O'Fowlew, said parents who intended bringing their children on holidays abroad this summer should ensure that they return at least 2 weeks before schools reopen in order to give their children enough time to comply with the current 14-day self-isolation period after travelling abroad.
So if their parents bring them abroad, they should still go to school?
Provided that they have met all the requirements about self-isolation.
They haven't.
But I would certainly say, and look, it's up to the CMO to advise in relation to the CMO to advise in relation to health travel and the government to decide. But if that period is still in place of needing to self-isolate, we want children to return to school, and we don't want their delay returned because of international travel.
So there'll be a lot of parents anxiously awaiting the advice, and teachers and principals and pupils from the Department of Education by the end of July. That report from Maggie Doyle.